The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Hi, I'm Stan Raven. I used to be from somewhere else, but I'm not there anymore. And you are listening to WGXC Acro 90.7 FM.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can you say no to that?
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Presenting Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound rich series screening in an Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month playing It's Never Over, Jeff Buckley. Angel Headed Hipster, the songs of Mark Bolan and T-Rex. Move Ya Body, The Birth of House. And Mutiny in Heaven, The Birthday Party. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Paula of Middletown, Connecticut. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
When I had a baby, I lost my sex drive. My husband came home from the war and found me sleeping with a woman. He took her away. They ran off together. My baby died. I got my sex drive back and had another baby. I married a man who brought with him two children of his own. He loved them dearly. He stayed home to care for them. I went out each day to make money, but found I hated my job. I quit. The man who gave me the job threatened to kill me if I left. He didn't kill me. I got another job. I fell in love. The person I loved did not love me. He told me to get lost. I threatened to kill him if he went out with other women. He did. I shot him. He recovered and came back to me begging my forgiveness. I couldn't love him anymore. I quit my job. We moved into a larger house and the children at the school. I spent the days cleaning the house and redecorating. In the evenings we had small dinner parties. My husband decided to get a job. Another war broke out. We had to open our house to strangers who stole our things. My husband fell in love with one of them and left me with the children. When he returned a few months later, he had lost the ability to speak. An automobile accident. He listened to the radio. He played with the children. I began working in the hospital where I ended my husband, who was having a brain tumor removed. They didn't expect him to live. His man was shot. He couldn't recognize me. He recovered, but soon after died of a stroke. He had become obese. I completed the mysterious ailment which afflicted mainly my left side. It was entirely covered with hurl bumps like BBs implanted in the skin. I exuded a peculiar odor and frequently urinated uncontrollably. The doctors were embarrassed to see me. They could do nothing. I took a heart far from them and from the tree. They focused their cause about their own. One day the bumps fell off. I found them scattered about to my bed like a woman. I brought the sheets up to my queen and dark to the rain. I returned to my family, please let me back at home. My husband said, she was me a blind, but it didn't. She treated my husband like a son. I put myself to frequent the lavish dinner parties.
Thank you. 3 pieces of Lennox Reverie China. 5 pieces of Lennox Mystic China.
What do you need?
3 pieces of Lennox Mystic China.
Honey?
3 pieces of Lennox Reverie China.
I have lived now 3 years beyond him, opening the door to admit the boy from the store. Otherwise, I rarely move from this chair. In summer, I move the chair out of the porch. My children call, but they don't visit anymore. They're always reprimanding me for the way I have chosen to live. They complain that I should go out more and that I'm neglecting my personal hygiene. I'm happy, though, doing exactly what I want. Fortunately, I don't remember much of what I have suffered. I know I experienced those things, but I can't conjure them up with any veracity. But the pleasures I can recall vividly, the pleasant sensations. I go through them all systematically, keeping records of what I relive. I can recall the dresses women wore to my parties, the sounds men made when we were making love. I can recall the number and quality of the compliments I received on different occasions. And the years with my children. I can recall how their voices sounded in the night, my husband made a game with them, the configuration of the hair on his chest, his legs and belly. I can recall the patterns of the rugs of the floors of the different fine homes we visited over the years. I'm certain my memory of these things is better than anything I could experience today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Vocal Systems with me, Dave Evans, here on WGXC. That was the amazing Letitia Tsunami. From an album of her early works called Dangerous Women, and that's a track called What Happened, and that album is available on Bandcamp and was released by Lovely Music. So that great piece of work there is kind of where we're at today. We're going to be exploring the voice and how it can be used in song in different ways, and I'm going to play a few tracks, and then I am going to set some stuff up and sing along with all of the devices that I have here on the table in front of me, which is basically a laptop, a audio interface, some speakers, a monitor. I'm going to set up a bunch of sensors and a mic, and we're all going to sing along together. But that's for the second half of the show. For now, we're going to listen to another track. And this is Pamela Z with an amazing track, Quattro Couches. Flare stains.
emergency flares are like injured stick figures. Like spilled wooden matches, like broken swastikas or doves' footprints. A collapsed, blind person's cane. Clippings from a giant's haircut. A pile of pickup sticks. Jagged London crosswalk markings, a low res connect the dots drawing, a secret code, a secret code.
Thank you.
Good grief. That was the absolutely spellbinding Pamela Z with a track from an album called A Secret Code. And the track, as I say, was called Katra Couches / Flare Stains. And yeah, vocal systems, this whole show is part of a research project, really, where I'm investigating the voice and song and how it can be used in different ways, really. And what these monthly shows give me the opportunity to do is to dig around and discover new stuff. And every month I discover absolutely amazing work by people like Pamela Z. But the only kind of downside is that I am effectively coming to this for the first time through the research that I'm putting into kind of looking for this type of work. So I can't really sit here and pretend to be mega knowledgeable about these artists' work, as I say, because I'm coming to them for the first time. But I'm really enjoying it, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share this journey with you all. And I'll definitely be digging deeper into Pamela Z's work. Apparently a San Francisco-based composer, performer, and new media artist. And that album is available on Bandcamp. And we're going to stick to similar territory. I have one more track, and then I'm going to improvise along with the devices on my desk here. Before we get to that, we're going to listen to a track called Sirens by Anna Holmer. And this is from an album called Bread Woman and Other Tales.
Thank you. Oh.
So that was Sirens by Anna Holmer and Steve Moshier, and that is from, as I say, the album Bread Woman and Other Tales, and again that is available on Bandcamp if anyone's interested. I'll be definitely be checking out more of Anna's work. I think that's amazing. And so for the final part of the show, we've got about 20 minutes or so left. I am going to enter into the world of improvisation. I've got a mic set up. I've got some sensors attached to things on my desk that pick up electromagnetic fields and vibrations, and all of that goes through a Raspberry Pi, which I've also got sat here, which has pure data on it and is gonna play some of these sounds back, harmonize them, adjust the pitch. I've set some random timers on it, so things are going to come in and out in kind of a generative way. I'm not really controlling any of this. It's just kind of happening within the software. And it's all very unpredictable. And I'm not sure what it's going to sound like, but it will be me along with the fields of electromagnetic, whatever it is, being generated by these devices. So let's see how this goes. Thanks for listening to Vocal Systems again this month. We'll be back next month. So in the meantime, here is me and a monitor and a speaker and an audio interface all singing together through pure data, and yeah, let's see how we go. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.